Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bring on the weekend. If you missed any of the brilliant live music today from Maida Vale, it's going to be on iPlayer very soon at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 as well. Hello, it's Scott. And it's Friday. Hope you enjoyed the Majestic Brass this afternoon, performed live from Maida Vale to celebrate 75 years on It's Only Blue Friday. Generally a positive response because we had some Majestic Brass on there. Nikki on the M1 says, well done, Mills, you remind me of an old Jedward. Cheers. Good news, everyone. Becky's back and she's had a shower. Hi.
Hello.
You smell real nice.
Thanks.
When did it happen, the shower?
Last night.
Well done.
It was touch and go at one point. I thought today was going to be really minging.
But the hot water's back and so are you.
Mm-hmm.
Chappers is off today.
Yes.
What?
No, joking.
Oh.
I thought you were doing a good news bit and you kind of implied that Chappers was off.
I didn't say that was good news. Right, I'm very excited about next week on this show because next week it'll be November.
Yep.
The Red Cups will be on at my local coffee emporium.
Yeah. You've been waiting for that. They told you 3 weeks ago they were coming in and you've been counting down ever since.
There are signs outside some of the aforementioned coffee emporium now saying the Red Cups are coming. I just get excited about Christmas then. But next week, Halloween's over, and that means that people cannot complain anymore when we play Christmas records. We can get them all on. What I'm thinking...
Next week?
Yeah. November, it's fine, nearly Christmas. So, what I'm thinking is we play the first one on Monday, right? And then we do, like, one a day every show for the first week, and then gradually increase them so that by the end of November, it's just all wall-to-wall, non-stop Christmas Christmas hits. Are you in?
Like that Christmas station we found last year that they only played Christmas songs.
Yeah, all day, every day. Are you in?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we'll start it on Monday.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Harriet.
Hi, Harriet, where are you?
I'm in Warrington.
What's going on?
I'm picking my tortoise up this afternoon, my first ever one, so I'm really excited.
Oh! What's his name going to be, please?
He's going to be called Obtain.
Okay.
It's a bit random, but there's a long story behind it.
What made you decide to get a tortoise?
I've just loved them. I think they're adorable. And so it's my 21st birthday present from my boyfriend.
Fair play. So, well, he'll be off soon, like, because you'll just be spending all your time with the tortoise and he won't get a look in. Okay, bye.
Oh,
nice present, though, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice present.
And what are you planning to do with the tortoise once once it's moved in? Are you going to be, like, walks in the park of a weekend, a picnic or two?
It's not really... I think more stare at it.
Right.
There's not really what you can do with a tortoise, is there?
You could throw a stick and get it to catch it.
Catch.
Do you reckon?
Might take a while,
Maybe play chase. I could chase it.
That would also take some time.
Yeah. I think it's... bit of a drawn-out process, whatever you do with it, isn't it?
What time are you getting your new tortoise?
I'm picking them up at 7.
That's quite late to collect a pet, I think.
That's a weird time to pick up a tortoise.
Yeah, it is a bit of an odd time.
Do you know what I mean, though? We're not speaking out of turn. That is a strange time to pick it up, isn't it?
No, it is a strange time to pick it up. He's coming from down south, so he's had a long journey.
I was going to say, normally it'd be about, 11.
Yeah, tomorrow. I think. Is he driving or has he got a chauffeur?
No, he's been driven.
Oh,
he's
that's
lucky,
good.
Really. Yeah. He's well travelled.
See, 7, he's not going to have time to settle in, is he?
No, not really. It's going to be like get here and then go bed, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's like when you're you and you get off of holiday, Scott.
Yeah.
You come back and it's like you just landed an hour ago and here you are.
Yeah.
I reckon you need at least a day when you get back from holiday to settle back into your normal life, I think.
I don't do that. I just literally come straight from the plane and then go to work.
No.
Yeah.
You need some time to relax.
I don't really think it's rude, do they?
No.
Some people do that, but their plane gets delayed, doesn't it? Do you remember that problem that Sarah Cox had once? She won't mind me saying this now, it was a long time ago. But what?
Well, her plane was delayed.
Yeah, well, she was supposed to be doing a morning show at the time, and she was at Barcelona Airport coming back from holiday, and very delayed because a car bumped into the plane on the runway or something.
What?
So, yeah, she delayed
Did
for
it?
Hours. Yeah, she never made it. I had to do it. But, yeah. So it can happen where your plane gets delayed. But anyway, back to your tortoise. I hope you have a lovely life together.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited.
Have a good weekend.
And you.
Love
Bye.
You.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
A lot of people are saying it doesn't really matter what time Harriet picks up her tortoise tonight because it will be asleep. Probably till about March. That's when they that's when they wake up again.
No.
Sorry, Harriet, but you've just got it at the wrong time of year. What if they've just given her a shell? She'll never know. Might not actually be a tortoise in there. Don't want to put a dampener on your new pet celebrations, Harriet. Sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I don't really like to bother you listeners with admin, but there's a couple of things that I'd like your opinions on here. We've just heard that the posh Radio 4 lady is actually going on holiday next week. She's going to Amsterdam. Now, do you think she's going to climax in Amsterdam, like one of our listeners was?
Oh, what is it, that hard dance event?
Yeah.
I think
that's soon.
It does suit her.
Yeah. Anyway, so she is staying with somebody out there, and she says she can record the Dear Scots next week out there.
That's a bit technical.
It is technical, which means I'm worried that it won't work. Or do we get the PR4M, Posh Radio 4 man in next week to do Dear Scott? See, these are the things that behind the scenes we have to worry about all the time.
Are they taking separate holidays now, then?
Hmm?
Is he not going with her?
No.
They had a row.
I don't know, but
all is not well in the PR4
well,
household.
Maybe not if she's going to Amsterdam. She loves it there, though. She's been before. Anyway, so just wanted to know what you think about next week. Do we get the PR4L to do him from Amsterdam, or do we get the PR4M to do him from here? Which would be a lot less technical work.
What would
for
you
all
prefer?
I always prefer the PR4L myself. Do you know what I mean? What would you prefer?
I think Risk It from Amsterdam. It might be funny if she does them live from Climax.
Yeah, I like that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Mills, and in just over 15 minutes, I have got an amazing selection of Wonder Years for you. I love it that some of our listeners, you're so nice, you lot, are sending in places of interest for the posh Radio 4 lady to go next week when she's on her holiday. Didn't she just go on holiday? Because we told people not to rob her house and there were big dogs there in a mansion. Anyway, she's back off again.
She's so posh, she can just go on holiday whenever she wants.
But thank you very much to Craig and also Fiona and Dan, who have all sent some places where, like, PR4L can drink coffee, places where she can go and do some tourist stuff. That's really nice of you. Thank you very much. I'm inclined to get the PR4L, like you're all saying, to do the Dear Scots from Amsterdam next week, but I'm a little worried they might sound like this. Here's something we made earlier.
My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet. He gave her a love bite and they went to a harvester in Basildon. Surprisingly big tongue. My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet. It's the harvester. It's like taking you to a harvester. And it's like, at what point did he give her love bite before going to the harvester? Let's try again. My mum once got off with the guy from Spandau Ballet. He gave her a love bite and they went to a harvester in Basildon. Sorry.
Anyway, so that could be entertaining. So do listen out for the PR4L from Amsterdam next week on Dear Scott.
Oh.
Good luck, everyone. We've got some actual ones now, which she did here at Radio 1. More of the stuff you've been sending in on email this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who spoke once, and the PR4L. Becky is not the only person who likes to be called ma'am. At my school, we have to call all our female teachers ma'am and not miss. Love you long time. Morgan, 13, Cornwall.
I'd forgotten that I like to be called ma'am.
Well, that is
but
what
now
we're
he's
doing.
Just Morgan's just said it. I want you to call me it again.
Okay, ma'am. This is after we were doing mornings, weren't we, for Moyles?
Mm-hmm.
And a nice man would pick you up in a taxi every morning and go, "Morning, ma'am," and you got used to it.
Yeah.
Morgan really has to call people that all the time at his school.
Can I just say, it wasn't like a chauffeur. He didn't have a cap and like a suit and stuff on. He was just a normal taxi driver who didn't
love calling him
ma'am.
No, he had a magic tree.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott and the gang, I'd just like to defend Becky's clicking phone, which you were very quick to make fun of, that you can dial with clicks by quickly pressing the old hang-up button on the 80s and earlier dial phones, featured on your sound effect system.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
No, you gave me so much abuse for this. You all just sat there and laughed at me for about 5 minutes.
We did, to be fair.
This fact is instrumental in defining the emergency dialing number in Europe to the, what probably looks odd, 112. Everyone knows that on these old phones, dialing 999 took ages, as you had to wait so long for the dial to return back. Europe wanted to make their emergency number easier and quicker to dial. So, what do you think they chose? Well, 111 is the quickest number on the old phones, of course. But as the old dialing was done with clicks, the emergency services kept receiving calls with no one at the other end.
This is fascinating, actually. It's just like QI, this.
Are you Stephen Fry?
Yeah.
It turned out that simple clicks, created either by engineers fixing the telephone lines or whatever, pressing the dial button three times slowly, click, 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 would dial 111. To stop this, they changed the third number to 2, and it stopped all the bogus calls for police, fire or ambulance.
Now, you might think that's it, but no, there's actually more on
this.
That
is clever, though.
It is clever. There's more on this email.
A funnier fact. Back in the day, when in hotels and pubs that had dial phones that weren't coin-operated, so they had a padlock on the dial to stop you using it without permission or paying the landlady 10 pence, you could still dial a number by tapping the button on top quickly, if you were clever. So for once, Becky was right, so give her her dues. Phil, Perth, Australia.
Here's some Jews for you.
Thank you. That sounds a bit odd.
Here's my Jews. So there we are. Loads of fascinating facts there about the clicking phone that I didn't even know existed. Really good.
I'd have replied earlier, but living in Australia, I don't get to listen to your podcast until a couple of days after the event. So I hope this hot topic hasn't gone off the boil yet.
No, certainly not. We've been talking about it ever since we first did.
He's too busy trying to dial us on his clickety-click old phone.
Do you think they still have those clicky phones?
Yeah, you can buy them.
No, in Australia, I mean.
No, they don't. They do have mobiles and stuff in Australia.
Oh, actually, no, of course they don't, because they're in the future, aren't they, Australia?
Yeah, they're ahead of us. Mobiles and everything.
No, but they're actually in the future compared to us. They are. Think about it, because there, now, it's like already the next day.
Is it Christmas yet? That means they're going to play Christmas songs before us and everything.
Of course they will.
Rubbish.
And having said that, I've never seen a clicking phone on Home and Away, which I am getting back into, by the way.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I record it now, Series Link. Anyway.
You laughed at me for Series Linking one show.
Yeah, that's different and weird. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, and especially Becky.
Hello.
The funniest thing has happened, and I thought you would appreciate it. At my hen party in July, I was treated by my girlfriends to a man doing a puppet show.
Puppet show?
No photography was allowed, but needless to say, I have some. And I actually have a video at home of the whole thing. Shh. And yes, he kept his shoes on the whole time.
Oh, no!
So, you can imagine my surprise when last night I saw him on telly on the latest Yakult advert. He's the one in the purple shirt at the end.
Oh, good. I'll look out for him now. The one in the purple shirt at the end of the Yakult commercial.
He's not doing that on the advert. He's not doing that on the advert.
I hope not. Not just his shoes.
Oh.
Think about it.
The funniest thing is that he keeps looking down at his tummy, and I just can't help thinking he's really thinking of his... Hope you think it's funny. Libby, Witterings, West Sussex.
I think that's Wittering. as opposed to witterings. thanks very much, Libby, for that. I'll certainly look out for the Yakult commercial this weekend while I'm watching TV. There you are, a little bit of an unexpected Dear Scott for you there, because we've got a lot of emails from you this week. Anything else you want to know or say, just simply send me an email with Dear Scott on the subject. Oh. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The one that doesn't speak is trying to... Oh, no, she sent the photos.
Libby sent the photos?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Oh, the one that doesn't speak his computer.
Okay, good. There's all sorts on there. This is...
No, take it away!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've just been examining the pictures of that man from the puppetry of the show from Libby's pen-do, and then comparing them against the picture of the man from the Yakult ad. I don't think that's the same person. It's hard to tell, because obviously one's he's son clothing. But
look at the face.
I was looking at the face, and I really don't think it's him.
No?
Really not, no.
I was just thinking more about this puppetry. Maybe it could be my forte.
What, puppetry of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.